Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. Boy, is there a lot of craziness going on. I'm Melissa, your resident head addict, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, back to the north, Super Safi.
Hello, everyone. Greetings from Rochester, New York again.
He's back in upstate New York. He wants to be a part of it. Upstate New York. Yes, the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. And as always, before we get into this week's show, it is time for your weekly reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So hit that red button so you don't miss any of the Addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes below us as I whack my microphone. Good times. So now let's get on with the show. As we suspected, a brand new mini event has hit our games. Right on cue. That should give you a hint as to what it's about. Foodie Fight. This is a fun food-inspired mini event based on the episode Q Detective from Season 27, Episode 2. And yes, we will have some Where Did That Come From posts up on that. That will unlock some fun prizes and have some great dialogue. So, Saf, what are your initial thoughts on this brand new mini event?
Initial thoughts, I really like it. It's not my favorite mini event when we discussed the prize track, but overall, it's a really good one and a nice change from the robots. I like the dialogue. I really love the dialogue, actually, just from the get-go. I mean, the sweet and sour lasagna burritos. I mean, I'm all about fusion food. I love me my butter chicken lasagna, my sushi burritos, Yeah, have you not had a sushi burrito?
I don't eat fish, so.
Oh, that's right. I knew that. But yeah, sushi burritos are great. And I love fusion food. I mean, anytime you can mix those things up. So I'm really tempted to try sweet and sour lasagna burrito. I don't know if I'd pay $600 for it, but $6 maybe.
We'll have to figure out if there's like a way to make one, like what it would entail. Like, what do you guys think a sweet and sour lasagna burrito would entail? Like, would it entail an actual burrito, or would the lasagna, like the noodles of the lasagna, be the burrito, and it's like got some meat and sweet and sour sauce? Like, what would it entail? What do you think, Seth?
For me, my sweet and sour lasagna burrito, and I'll try to make it sometime in the near future, and by make, I mean have my wife make, but would entail a lasagna made of sweet and sour sauce. And then once that's partially baked, I would then put that inside of a tortilla wrap and have it like that. And obviously I would introduce some sort of meat to it, maybe go with the sweet and sour chicken. Yeah, try that. It's got my mouth watering now.
But for me,
chicken lasagna, put inside a tortilla wrap and eaten like a burrito. How would you do it?
For me, I probably would make it a little more like an enchilada, mm-hmm. and have the lasagna inside the burrito, and then have sweet and sour sauce on top, which still sounds really disgusting. So. Although a lasagna made out of like sweet and sour chicken wouldn't be so bad, but I don't feel like cheese would go well on sweet and sour chicken, so it would have to forego the cheese, I would think, which is the hallmark of a lasagna and a burrito. So, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. I didn't think about the sweet and sour sauce with the cheese. I mean, I've made butter chicken lasagnas many times. I love it. It's one of my favorite dishes to make. And again, someone usually has to make the butter chicken for me, but then I can do the layering with the butter chicken and the lasagna. But yeah, I love making butter chicken lasagna, but yeah, the sweet and sour sauce with cheese, that is a good question.
It just doesn't sound. No. And as an Italian, I am appalled at this conversation. Lasagna is lasagna. You don't mess with lasagna. But
next time we come up to Canada, we'll have to definitely try my butter chicken lasagna. So
as soon as they let me in, I'm vaccinated. Let me in. I say the same thing to Wookiee about California. Let me in. So, but guys, share what you think a sweet and sour lasagna burrito would be, what your sweet and sour lasagna burrito would be in the comments. I'm really curious what you guys think, because this is an interesting thing. There's no like description of what it is other than sweet and sour lasagna. So what is it? And maybe we should make one. Maybe we should try one. Maybe we can have an Addicts Live where we cook, which would be really interesting. But onto bigger and better things. The dialogue I got is really funny. In particular, I like the beginning where they're talking about a comic book guy charging Homer $600 for one of these burritos, and Homer trying to pay him by check, and comic book guy's like, I accept cash, Bitcoin, and GameStop stock. Now, you can tell that they write these things so far in advance because one, Bitcoin, as last I checked, is like plummeted thanks to Elon Musk. And GameStop stock, I'm pretty sure, went back to normal heights. So you can tell they probably wrote this like 2 months ago. So I think that's pretty funny. But at least it's more relevant than some other dialogue we've had in the past. Uh-huh. And I also like when Brockman asks Homer if it was worth $600. And Homer goes, $600? What kind of idiot would pay that much for a burrito? And Brockman's like, you?
No.
It was pretty good.
That was a really good dialogue. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And on a broad spectrum, and we'll kind of get in a little bit about the prizes, but on a broad spectrum, I do like that the prize track, 5 new prizes and a full character, no mystery box tokens. EA is actually listening. No mystery box tokens. This is the third event in a row. No mystery box tokens. It's phenomenal. So it's good to see that in the prize track. It's not the most exciting prize track. It's 5 new prizes, so I'm good with that. And some of these prizes, I think, are funnier than some of the prizes we got with Rise of the Robots. So that's my initial thoughts. What do you think about the prize track? Like, what out of those? I mean, obviously, it's still early in the event. We really haven't gotten very far in it. But out of those prizes, aside from the character, what do you think is going to be your favorite prize? And what do you think is just going to go straight to inventory, if anything?
So for me, I mean, as of the recording of this, I still haven't even unlocked the first prize. We're merely a few hours into the event right now. But
don't give away all our secrets, Seth. We're recording this on Saturday morning at 4 in the morning. That's why it's dark.
I just haven't had the last 3 days. Yes, I'm still on prize one right now. I mean, General Chang's Taco Italiano. I mean, that's always a classic. I mean, restaurants were one of my favorite ones. I had them in my bracket battle. When we did the buildings bracket battle way back when. So that's definitely one that I'm looking forward to. The barbecue booths as well, I would be looking forward to. The hot dog maker and rocket pigs is where it kind of has me wondering about the prize track, because similar to the Rise of the Robots, when I saw the prizes, I was kind of like, man, but if they have so, like, really cool animation with the rocket pigs actually rocking off or something to that along that extent, or the hot dog maker doing something, maybe it'll be a little bit more exciting. But right now, I'm a little lukewarm on those two, the hot dog maker and the rocket pigs. So right now, my favorite of the first 4 prizes would have to be General Chang's Taco Italiano. How about you?
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's funny because I was working on the quest line posts for this, and to unlock the hot dog maker, one of the tasks is make Apu continue listing off hot dog ingredients, make Homer ask for a hot dog anyway. So it kind of made me laugh just thinking about what's in a hot dog. But yeah, no, I think for me, the hot dog maker and the rocket pigs, depending on what they do, will probably end up in inventory. I definitely think the hot dog maker will end up in inventory just because I tend to put things like that in my inventory, whether they do something or not. I feel like it doesn't have a place to go in my Springfield. The barbecue battle booth is one where it kind of reminds me of the barbershop we got from wrestling, where it's like a set. You can see the inside, but if no one uses it, what's the point? So right. That may also end up in my inventory. But yeah, General Chang's is by far the best non-character prize of this prize track, for sure. And it's nice that it is the first prize. So that's kind of a fun one to get.
If the hot dog maker has a nice animation or looks cool, I would probably place it near my slaughterhouse, actually. just to kind of go
with a good place for it.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going to put the pigs too?
No, the pigs I would probably put near the barbecue pits, put them there, or maybe have like a little tailgate area near my arenas and boxing ring and Springfield Stadium, etc. In that little sports area. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more, but there's another prize that's going to go in that tailgating area, if you will.
Yeah. So the fifth prize on this prize rack, Scotty Boom, full character, full set of tasks, two animated tasks. They're funny animated tasks. One of them is hilarious, and one of them is like, oh, that's funny. But it's still a nice prize to get, and it is a nice way to end. That's how you end a prize track, on a high like a character, not with the hot dog cooker bot. I'm happy with this prize track overall. Let's jump to some premium stuff. So premium character for this event is Tyler Boom, Scotty Boom's son, and the very giant, very massive Springfield Barbecue Festival. It is huge, or huge. So Tyler Boom is from the episode Q Detective. He is the one, spoiler alert, who ends up stealing Homer Smoker. So it's fun that he's a character in the game. It makes sense that he's the premium character because you're still kind of, most people are kind of like, okay, well, I can live without him. I can have him. I don't know. But the Springfield Barbecue Festival, did you buy that yet, Seth?
I did. It was the biggest footprint, I think, of anything we have in our Springfield, possibly, no?
I think it takes up like four land tiles. Like, I think you need to have four land tiles to fit this thing in it. It's huge. It's really neat looking. Like, I actually like these outdoor festival tents, like the farmer's market and what was the other one?
It's in the return. Like bazaar. Yeah.
The Taste of Springfield Festival. Like, I like those. I think they're fun. They're easier to incorporate into Springfield, in my opinion. And you get a lot of stuff for what it is, like a lot of visual appearance for your town. But it is huge. It's really big. Overall, I think it's a good combo. I bought it as well almost immediately. Do you have any other thoughts as far as that combo is concerned?
I mean, this is the one prize. As I was just mentioning a few minutes ago, that I would kind of put like as like a tailgating area right outside of the stadiums and arenas. It is massive. It's going to involve a lot of redecoration, but it's something that, like you said, it is similar to the Taste of Springfield. And I like the look that you get like multiple buildings that really are really cohesive together because they are basically designed as one item. All for the price of one, and you can kind of move them around together. So I like it.
Yeah, it's a good premium combo. I'm happy with it. It's huge, but overall, I think it looks nice aesthetically.
And it goes with the whole concept of the whole event, the mini event. Having Sky Boom and Tyler Boom together, father son, is great. Having all these little restaurants, if you will, to go along with this food theme, it just works on all levels. I mean, there's no having to get Alyssa to come up with a story of how they put these things together. So
this combo makes sense.
Yeah,
although it doesn't really make sense because the two have nothing to do with each other, but no, it makes sense in the context of the event too. And speaking of restaurants, every returning content item is great. It's great to see all these restaurants came back. I mean, there's like 20 plus restaurants that have come back. Some have character combos, some are just straight restaurants. So it's nice to see them all come back as returning items. And there's nothing that's come back as like a returning content that's just a straight up decoration. Everything is a building. And for the most part, they all have secondary tasks associated with them. So that's nice to see. This seems like the perfect event to do this, obviously, because it's a restaurant theme. So there's so many restaurants that have been part of Springfield over the years that it's just easy for them to bring them back. There were a few they didn't bring back, which and I'm sure some of you are kicking yourself because you're missing something and they didn't bring it back. But I like the overall theme the foodie theme and then having these returning content items being restaurants. And there's nothing that just seems like it was randomly thrown. Everything matches the theme, which is nice, because it always feels like every event there's something where it's just like, oh, let's just give this that. Like, let's just send this one back. And you're just like, why is there a tire fire, which is not really what it is, but why is there a fire for, you know, an event about motorcycles? You know, that's what we've seen. So, although I probably could find some justification for that to be the reason. But I like this returning content. I like that it all kind of fits together. You agree or you've got other thoughts?
Absolutely. I love when they can bring back old items for players who are new to the game or haven't had a chance or took a break from the game and missed it or didn't have enough donuts at the time. I mean, I was only when I read your post that I realized how much content came back because I had all the items already. So I had no returning items in my inventory. But see this huge selection of possible content for players who are new to the game or were donut poor at the time. It's just wonderful. I love when EA does that. Sadly, no Golden Goose pack this mini event, but still, I mean, there's tons of returning content and good returning content.
Golden Goose would have been a good thing to bring back, considering the festival premium item requires 4 land tokens. So. That would be a good thing to have brought back, but it doesn't really fit in with the theme, so I get them not bringing it back, but hopefully it'll come back soon so people can stop complaining about it.
Good chef could cook a goose.
It's true.
Quickly golden.
One last thing I want to talk about, one last new item I want to talk about, and then we should be able to kind of give an overview, have more full thoughts of everything next week. We have a cash item again. This time, it's the first time I recall it not being a, except for the Shelbyville stuff that they brought back, but like a limited time one, not being a character. And this is, so for $9.99 US, you get a tray of donuts plus the chili blasters and the animated task for Homer, which is really funny. Have you purchased this yet, Seth?
I have not. And the funny thing is I purchased a lot of the original characters that came. I didn't purchase Libido or Wilbur. But this one here actually is drawing my interest more than Libido and Wilbur. It looks really cool. And I feel like the animation looks absolutely hilarious. So I'm really, really... thinking if I'm going to, like I said previously, I always feel like this game's brought me so much joy, so I don't mind dropping a few dollars every year just to keep the game going and support the game. I feel like this might be one where I will drop the money and purchase it for the $13 Canadian it is, or I don't recall the US price, but yeah.
$9.99.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I like this one a lot. I will be buying this. I actually was about to buy it before we started recording, but I am in my other game, my B game, which is the one I use to speed up to get the quest lines and stuff. And EA, for some reason, is now requiring an authentication code whenever you sign out or sign back into something. And I didn't want to be bothered signing out to get a code, to sign back in to get a code to switch again. So I'll do it later. So
it doesn't help with the mini events, so there's no rush, folks. You have until June 2nd to get this. But yeah, it's definitely one. I mean, if you're going to support the game and get donuts, I feel like this is a good time to do it, because not only do you get the donuts that you would get for $9.99 or $13 Canadian, but you also get a great decoration with what looks to be like a hilarious animated task for Homer.
Yeah, for sure. This is on my definite purchase list, and I will have a should you buy post up on it at some point. But again, there isn't, like Safi said, there is no rush to get it because it does not help with the event. It's just an add-on for the event. But I did see a few people kind of complaining about it, and I warned you guys years ago that this is like the way it was headed. So expect more and more of these every event. It's just kind of what we see coming. And at least I appreciate EA stepping it up a little bit. Like, even though this isn't a character, I feel like they stepped it up with this because it's fun. Wilbur was just such a weird character to make as a cash for character item that it was just like, well, this was dumb. But that one, I think EA kind of stepped it up with this, so I appreciate that.
There, I mean, people were complaining that they're making the decoration for cash. They weren't actually complaining about the decoration itself, right?
That's just, yes. They were upset that it was another cash for anything. It didn't matter what it was. They just were upset that EA was trying to get money out of people. How dare they?
The money seemed to be quite happy with it and enjoying the decoration. So, yeah.
For sure. So I think that's going to do it from us for this one. This is kind of just a quick reaction episode. Again, we'll be back next week with kind of more details on it. And look for next week a post to share your thoughts, what you guys think. And if you guys tell us what you think is in the sweet and sour burrito, sweet and sour lasagna burrito, I will definitely share those next week too. Until then, Seth, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, just a friendly reminder, this Sunday is going to be the season finale of The Simpsons. So be sure to check that out and catch that.
Yeah, the season finale. Thank goodness it's not the series finale. We've got two more seasons to look forward to, at least. So for now, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Addicts community. And enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.